Greetings, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I got kind of a little bit of a different one, different topic. I woke up thinking about it the other day, and it's kind of been on my mind, and I've been kind of working on this list here. It's lies that we hear, and what these are going to refer to is a lot of the things people say to us as we start obeying God's word. You know, when you're first transformed, there's a lot of changes going on, and it's a great visible distance that people see as you start being called out and separate from the world, and they don't want to be, they don't want to repent of their sins and be born again. And so you hear a lot of them then. And then as you walk through life, and especially us out on the streets, we hear a lot of these, and I'm pretty sure you probably heard most of these, if not all, and more. But anyway, I thought it would be encouraging for us to go through them. These are just the ones Brother James and I were talking about. And it's just kind of nice to share a lot of these experiences with each other so that we know other people are dealing with it. You know, we're not the only ones. And I can prove that in here by reading 1 Peter 5:8-9. I know I read this a lot, but this is a really, really strengthening one to keep reminding ourselves that we're not alone. Everybody else is going through things too. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So that right there just shows us everybody else is going through all kinds of things just the same as we are. So anyway, I have a whole bunch of them listed, so I'm just going to read through them. And I know you're going to relate to many of them. All right. Don't judge. You're too judgmental. You think you're better than everyone. You think you're perfect. You think you're too good for everyone. You think you're holier than thou. Don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Oh, so you never sin? You know, you can't stop sinning. And God loves sinners. I went to Bible college. You don't have to do that, you know. You think your works will get you to heaven? Your works are like filthy rags. You're relying on your own self-righteousness. Jesus did it all, you know. You don't have to do nothing. You just got to try to be good. All you got to do is just believe. Faith alone, grace alone. You can't lose your salvation. God accepts any worship we give him. We're all on our own walk. No religious body is perfect. That's legalism. You're a Pharisee. You're in a cult. You got a demon. You're putting people back under the law. Jesus abolished the law, you know. He came to set us free. Nobody believes what you believe. The Holy Spirit hasn't convicted me yet. God loves me just the way I am. You're not going to win people being like that. How many people have you won to the Lord? We use friendship evangelism. You need more tolerance. So you just sit around and read the Bible all day? God wants us to have fun and enjoy life. You only live once. Jesus partied with sinners. You gotta die of something. Women have a voice, you know. You're oppressed. Jesus came to set women free. So women are to be slaves to men? And women are supposed to be barefoot and pregnant? When do you get to have a life? Oh, you're just a housekeeper. Your clothes make you look depressed. You look like a Muslim. You know, that was for their culture, so you need to get with the times. Does he bully you? God doesn't care how we dress, because he doesn't look on the outside. So, yeah, I'm done with my list, sisters. That was quite a list. And as I read those, you know, a lot of these situations that we went through were popping up in my mind, and I could visualize these people saying it to us. And, Yeah. Anyway, they're all people who are trying to defend their sin. And I want to tell you, you know, Brother James uses the word and he can refute every single one of these by taking people into God's word. And he has a lot of teachings of them on the discernment blog. So feel free to go there and look that up. That might help give you some information on how to defend them. If there's some of them that you're not really sure about what to say, if somebody says that to you. And so anyway, after all that, I thought we'd encourage ourselves in what the word really says. And I just picked out a few key areas here. We are to be obedient. That pretty much covers everything in there. Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. We know there's tons and tons of scripture verses on obedience. And we're to do good works. There's a lot of them there too. I just got one here. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And I need to put this in here because people who say that stuff are usually an enemy of the cross of Christ. And so Romans 12:20-21. Let's keep this in mind as we go through some of the trials we do. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And, you know, I don't know, like in the beginning of your walk, when people start saying this, it can maybe hurt your feelings and then maybe sometimes make you angry. But as you mature and look at everything through the eyes of God and being obedient and keeping your flesh under control, you mature past a lot of it to where it's almost like a raindrop rolling off your shoulders. It doesn't really affect you at all. And so, yeah, right here, this one's encouraging. Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So once again we see, we're not the only ones going through all this. So don't look around and marvel and go, wow, this is really hard to bear because I'm the only one here. Everybody, every saint I can think of, everybody I know has had to deal with almost every single one of these comments given to them. And maybe I shared some that you didn't know that you could be prepared for. So, yeah, anyway, it just shows you that there's nothing new under the sun. And we're all going to be persecuted one way or another, but we can all help and encourage each other along on our path. And hopefully that was a little bit encouraging for you. And so I'm going to leave us godly, holy, obedient saints who fervently love the brethren and the Lord with this great encouragement. Okay, are you ready? Proverbs 31:30. I could have picked a whole bunch of them. I just grabbed this one because I love it. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Praise God for a transformed life. Wow. All right, sisters, I'm going to let you go now. Love to you all. May God be praised.